Join the fight against childhood cancer by becoming a St. Jude Partner in Hope.
Just $19 a month gets you a This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt, the new KLOS St. Jude Rock City, and gets us even closer to a cure.
Call 800-592-3449. That's 800-592-3449. St. Jude Rocks, presented by America's Best Car Buyer, GimmeTheVin.com, and the Sweet James Accident Attorneys at SweetJames.com.
By the skin of her teeth, whatever the hell that means, Marcy made it. Last hour, she hit that goal. Well done, you. Unless it wasn't you. If you haven't yet, this is the last day. We're wrapping it all up. You need to help these kids. It's pretty damn easy. For $19 a month, you become a partner in Hope. And to get in on it, text the word ROCK right now to 785-833-ROCK. 785-833, and you'll be directed from there what to do.
We found out that Brody was sick. We could not do anything to help him, and that was the hardest part. We have to put our trust in somebody else, and that's a hard thing to do.
I was just in shock. My wife was crying in my arms. I just tried to hug her and just had my eyes wide open trying to think about, what does this mean? What are we going to do? How are we going to beat it?
And in walks the doctor. He kind of comes over to the bed, climbs up on it, sits cross-legged facing me, and looks me square in the eye and says, well, we figured out what's wrong with you. You have something called leukemia, which is cancer of the blood. The moment when I went to being worried about death and life and looking over at my mom and saying, does this mean I'm going to die? And as the tears are streaming down her face, she has to answer me truthfully and say, I don't know what's going to happen. My doctor said, we don't know the future, but we do know that St. Jude is the best place for kids like you, and they're going to do everything they can to make you better. Yeah!
He said, you know, this is not a death sentence. There's a couple places, but I would definitely recommend St. Jude. He said they know what they're doing.
Childhood cancer is a monster. It creates so much heartache that you want to fight it. You want to step up. You want to win.
St. Jude doesn't stop, and I know that they're not going to stop. Until not only are all children cured for cancer, but they're cured with as little side effects as possible. They're never satisfied until every child has a healthy and bright future.
And I felt safe, and I knew that she was going to be okay. And in that moment, I just kind of focused on not the fear, but her healing, her health, and just moving forward and being the strength that she needed.
They took us in their wing.
St. Jude is amazing.
They said in that little testimonial that they know what they're doing. And that is really true.
That is a fact. And they're learning really more true. About it. And what they learn, they share with everyone in the world.
We're talking about St. Jude, and we're raising money for St. Jude. And if you would like to be a partner in Hope, you can text the word ROCK to 785-833.
Please do that now, 785-833. So, you know, it's amazing how many times we're dealing with cancer. I'm so sick of it. I just got a text from a friend of mine who says her oncologist said her blood work is amazing because she's been battling it for a long time. I heard on Facebook last night another friend who's been battling it forever. I'm going to a memorial service. We're putting it together in a couple of weeks for a friend who died from leukemia.
It was way too
in his 40s. I've lost parents, you know, two of them to cancer. I mean, it's insane. You know, so
there's no one it doesn't touch.
No. I mean, and I know everybody out there, all of you have that as well. You just, it's just always in our face. And so this is a chance to actually try and do something about it. I mean, really, an organization that is kicking ass.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone from 20% with the children's survival rate in 1962 when they started to 80% now, right?
Yeah.
Which is an incredible increase. Yes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So we'd like to challenge anybody. Let's challenge people who have been touched by cancer some way.
Yes.
You don't have to have had it, but you know someone, you had a kid, a child, a grandparent, somebody had cancer. Let's challenge you to be a partner in hope. And sponsor somebody for $19 a month.
This is where
it's a very rewarding way to help.
Yes. You can see the results. You'll get emails. You'll get updates on what's going on. They find, you know, new treatments. They'll share that information with you. They'll see that this now is working on this particular patient who had this particular kind of cancer, you know, and then they share it. And you know that you've helped out by kicking in just $19 a month.
So Sligo just mentioned how many people?
Yeah, what are we looking at?
I'm saying you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, four people.
Four people. That
fifth one that we've been talking about a lot recently, just you worked with him at the you know, and back in Phoenix, the family just got together, and he was very young.
Yeah, so anybody that has been touched even remotely by cancer, we'd like to challenge you to help and be a partner in hope,
right?
And text the word rock to 785-833. Megumi,
hi guys,
how's it going
today?
What is our what's our hourly?
All right, your hourly goal is
44.
But come on, Kevin. I know you can bump
50.
It up.
But we could do 50. Don't you think so? In the 3 o'clock hour?
Yeah, especially since this is the last day. We're not doing this again. Right. You know, this is it. So you won't be hearing this again.
So if you have been touched by cancer in any way, or your family, or your friends, pretty much everybody has.
Yep.
Be a partner in hope by pledging $19 a month. Text the word rock to 785-833.
Oh, that's my angel music. Isn't that beautiful?
I don't love it.
It's my angel music.
I don't love it.
For the angel of the hour, Jeff and Lindsay at Tax Relief Advocates. Yeah, they are your tax resolution specialists, and we want to thank them for helping out with St. Jude.
This is our second day and final day.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that we hit our goals. Our goal this hour is 50.
Yeah, it was 44 moments ago. But,
we can do
50. That's not enough.
In
we
the
need
3
to
o'clock
hit 50.
Hour, we can do 50. Yeah. We certainly can.
And I like the idea of challenging people that have dealt with cancer. If you have dealt with someone.
When you were saying it, I was like, wow. Yeah. Sligo's had five different people that he knows well.
Right off the top of the bat.
Off the top of your head.
Without thinking deep about it. Yes.
So I just, you know, we wanted to challenge people. If you have a friend or a family member, even a distant family member,
Think of it as a distant friend.
I mean, listen, it can touch anybody, and it does without regard.
Yep. And think of it as a memorial or a dedication.
If you haven't had it, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Like I am lucky and you're lucky.
Yeah.
And if your kids haven't had it, you're incredibly lucky because some of the people that go to this St. Jude's, you know, it's life-changing.
Yeah.
It's just
the minute you get the diagnosis, you know, and it's your child, is got to be just
devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you can deal it. I would say you can deal with it a little better as an adult because you can process the information more. But listening to these kids that know how to pronounce these insane words, the diagnosis that they have, their stories of I'm going to kick this thing's butt. I'm going to do this when I grow up, when I get out of St. Jude. I am going to fight every day is incredible.
Yeah.
And they deserve our help.
We had a mother who was here yesterday named Heather. And her son got cancer three different times.
Yep.
And finally ended up passing away.
Yeah, just recently, 2020.
But she did a TED Talk on hope.
Yeah, on hope. She did.
Like, is it stupid to have hope in the face of
life?
Life. And sometimes life sucks.
Right.
And she gave a TED Talk about that. I don't think it's out yet, but she's doing that.
That's
and
awesome.
She came in and she was a ray of light. And
she
I felt better after she left. And I was like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I have three kids. And if one of them, God forbid, got cancer or something like that, I just think I would collapse.
I think a lot of it was the positivity, to, you know, of her son, like, you know, the one who passed away. He was so, you know, making decisions and helping her through the process and grew up so fast under those circumstances that, you know, she turned, probably, you know, he turned her life around, I think, to some degree in that short time.
That's incredible. That I'm sorry, yes?
In the last few months of his life, when he knew he was gonna have
Corbin was Heather's son.
He saw the end. You know, he asked the doctors and his hospice care team, like, he didn't want to die in the hospital. And they're like, yeah, we're going to make sure you're not here.
That's awesome.
And then when he went home, he ended up still doing talks for St. Jude. He didn't go home and just want to do trips or, you know, vacations with family.
Or hide.
He didn't want to just be by himself. He actually was actively with his siblings. He wanted to, like this morning, they were actually visiting this morning on the Heidi and Frank show, Frank and Heidi show. And they were talking about in the last few months, like Esther, his sister, was like, he just wanted to make a cake with me. He wanted to play games. He wanted to go on walks. He was doing St. Jude talks all the way up until the very end.
How do kids who have it three different times...
Oh, did I mention he was working at the DA's office because he wanted to be an attorney?
Right.
So
yes.
How do they have hope? How does that happen?
Well, you need to... This is why 785-833, sending the word rock right now, texting it 785-833 is encouraging them. The ones who are finding that courage, you know, those kids that are there right now, that are going to be there and tomorrow we're done with this.
Parents tomorrow that are going to find out that their kid has cancer.
Yeah.
If you are a partner in hope, you can take joy in knowing that you're helping them in some way.
You do that today, and you know that tomorrow, when they get that diagnosis, you were kind of there for them. And so I like it. Again, if you've ever run into cancer, if you've had a run-in with it, now, you know, make it a dedication to that person that you lost or that is battling it right now. Make it an honor to them.
And if anybody else is, you know, a carpenter or an electrician or whatever, and you want to challenge people in your business, call us.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Let's start challenging people all we can so that we can raise as much money as we can. And don't forget, this is the last day that you get this shirt, Saves Lives, and then the hoodie that says We Won't Stop, and it has KLOS on the back of it. It's only yesterday and today.
It's exclusive just for you guys here in LA.
So that's the number to text, 785-833. Do it right now, 785-833. Rock to 785-833. The Sweet James Accident Attorneys, the official attorneys of St. Jude Rocks and America's Best Car Buyer, GiveMeTheVIN.com. We want to thank them for sponsoring and helping us out again this year.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are doing St. Jude Rocks.
For the last day, this is your last chance to help out and get yourself one of these awesome KLOS shirts. We Won't Stop on the back with the rainbow racetrack that is a KLOS. I see this all over the country, actually.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is pretty cool.
And then this shirt saves lives on the front. You can only get it today if you become a partner in hope. It's $19 a month to help kids at St. Jude fight cancer.
And we should recap what it means to help kids fight cancer at St. Jude.
Yeah.
They are flown there.
Yep.
And they're put up. The families are put up.
Yep.
And the kids receive treatment. And then the kids, in most cases, go home. And there's no charge.
No charge at all. Not for the room, not for the boarding, not for the food, not for the parents to be taken care of while their kid is being taken care of. Not a dime.
So that's why we're pledging $19 a month to be a partner in hope.
And if you want to challenge somebody, we love that idea. Heidi and Frank were doing it this morning, and we think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, how far off we are from our goal of 50 this hour? Get 50.
We're off to a great start with the challenges. So we've got 34 more to go.
34 more.
That's you. That's you listening right now. You got to text ROCK 785-833. ROCK
785-833. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Robert.
And you're calling from the shower. Good.
Can you pick up the phone?
Or get out of the shower?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
We're good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Hey, I wanted to donate, but I've been trying to text and it won't go through, and then I'm trying to call and I don't have the number.
Oh, well, let me give you the number. You can call as well besides texting. It's 800-592-3449.
592-3449. Got it, man.
Tell him Kevin and Sluggo sent you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
Hey, I want Local 600 Concrete Cement Mason Union to... I want to challenge them to donate to St. Jude.
Very good. Great idea.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you for calling. What's your name?
Mauricio.
Thank you very much for calling, man. Thanks for checking in.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, what up? I want to challenge people to donate to a good cause.
Excellent. What do you do?
I do flooring. Wood flooring. I was thinking I want to challenge just anybody that even has a job.
Yeah,
there you go. $19 a month is not that big of a deal, especially when it's going to these kids that really need it.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
If you have a job, he's challenging you.
I
love that.
That's, you got a little bit of income.
Let's go.
Yeah, right on, man. Thank you for calling.
So we've been at this journey for 7 years now. We used to get scanned, you know, every 4 months and then went to 6 months, and now we're at once a year. He still has a little bit of area of concern, but We've got the best experts in the room talking about it. He feels great, looks great. We're not seeing anything beyond what the scans are saying, so they're going to scan him in another year, and we take it year by year, day by day, and life is back to the way a normal teenager should be, because we know that he's fully being taken care of by the best hospital in the world. Reed went from, you know, the timid, shy 7-year-old boy to all 14-year-old teenager. We're a freshman in high school. We're discovering what we like, what we don't like.
Life's been great. I've joined the robotics team for our school. We're actually going to state next week. I'm on the video production team, and I just got into the St. Jude Leadership Society. When I get older, I'd either like to go into the engineering field or, like, you know, a set designer on, like, a movie set, you know. Life kind of takes you wherever it wants you, so you just kind of ride that out.
It's really just remember the different moments that wouldn't be possible because of St. Jude. Reed will continue to write his own story as we make sure that cancer isn't the only thing that he gets to do, that he's now went from 7 years old to 14 years old. It's all because of this hospital.
You can text the number 785-833 to be a partner in Hope. 785-833. And we have a couple of things that we can offer you.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll make it worth your time. One is a chance to go to Las Vegas, see Sting perform and meet him.
That is so cool.
Which he doesn't really do anymore. Mm-hmm. But we said, what about St. Jude? And he said, yep.
It's all right. Hold on. Yeah, St. Jude. I'm in. All right. We'll do that.
So we're asking people to be partners in Hope for $19 a month. And if you do that by texting the word ROCK to 785-833, you're automatically in that drawing to see Sting. And also people who donate during the Kevin and Sluggo show get to go with me to a Kings game.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna.
If you want, I mean, you can cancel the me.
You mean like
you can cancel the me part if you want.
But yeah, you'll be sitting there with this Kevin guy, and we'll put you in an amazing pair of seats, and we'll get you there in style, and there'll be
free parking.
You'd said something about maybe getting someone backstage. Is that you try to make that happen? I would say
I have a 75% chance of getting Luke Robitaille to meet you.
Sweet. So
he's in the Hall of Fame. For those of you that don't know that hockey,
you do. You do those today. You become a partner in Hope today between now and when we leave here at 7, and your name will be in the drawing for those contests. So just a little more incentive for you to make this happen. 785-833 is the number to text the word ROCK to right this second, if you would.
I can't tell you how satisfying it is to do that. It's not like you're spending money on something for yourself. You spend money on this, and every month I get an update in an email, and I go, wow, I did some good this year.
Yeah.
I did some good this month.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I do that's good, but I have it. I can do that.
Yes.
Because every month they're using that money for parents and for children, like the kid who you just heard, who was an overperformer.
At least
he makes us look dumb.
Thank God for the ones that they save, which is so many of them. Because if you've listened to us do this radiothon before, you know sometimes those kids are talking about what their plans are, and they come on and tack at the end that they didn't make it. Oh my God. So the ones that do, it's thanks to you and helping this incredible cause, this unique cause out, because they're not making money on it. They're not lining up their own pockets. They're not buying yachts like so many of those other organizations tend to do.
Yes,
they're
that's
actually
true.
Turning it right into the hospital.
It's a children's hospital, and they do a lot of research, and they post a lot of papers, and they share all of their information with anybody who wants it.
Yep.
So overseas, any place that needs it,
yep,
they will share the information.
Which is just how it should be.
Our goal at St. Jude is to make sure, you know, when kids are diagnosed with cancer, we don't want them to have to come to Memphis.
Right.
We want them to be treated in your local hospitals.
Yes.
So here at CHLA and CHOC, they have protocols that were developed by St. Jude, by our researchers. And that's how they get to be treated here at home.
And that's all thanks to
best case scenario, of course, because you don't have to go.
And there are cases, though, you know, the most hard diagnosed cases. Like, we have LA families who are at Memphis right now being treated.
Right. Wow. Help them out. You know, help out your fellow Los Angelinos. Text the word ROCK, 785-833, ROCK, 785-833. All right, here's a little information on the Sting. It's a concert flyaway to Vegas. It's going to be at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. They're going to give you round-trip airfare to Vegas, ground transportation, hotel accommodations for a couple of nights, VIP tickets to see Sting, and then meet and greet with him, exclusive, like no one else. I mean, I don't think
How
it's...
How about that?
Yeah, so it's just KLOS listeners, and we want to thank Sting by playing some police. Need to give a special thanks to our presenting partners, the Sweet James Accident Attorneys, the official attorneys of St. Jude Rocks, and America's Best Car Buyer. GimmeTheVin.com.
To be Faith's mom, it's the biggest honor in the world. She makes me smile every day. Everything about her makes me proud. It makes me proud that she, at 10 years old, chooses to smile and be happy. She just smiles her way through life, and she's just fun. She's the brightest, sweetest, funniest, strongest little young lady that I know. She's just amazing. There's nothing more exciting than to watch your child just thrive and smile, even in the worst times. She came in for a swollen leg. Now we're into, she's got Ewing sarcoma. What is Ewing sarcoma? How did she get this? Where did this come from? And then you immediately go into, okay, let's go. Let's do it. What do we have to do? We need you to go on to Memphis. We got here, and the red carpet was rolled out. I mean, they just already had all of Faith's information, knew what to do with Faith.
St. Jude helps me have hope because they help me so much. I feel like, yay, I can finally, soon I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done, yay. When I grow up, I kind of want to be a doctor, and I really want to either be a child life specialist or a doctor, because both of them help a lot of people.
You're going to grow up. You're going to have everything that we have hoped and wished and prayed for you. I feel much more at ease. I feel very comfortable. That nervous fear in the beginning has dissipated, and I feel, okay, they've got this.
That little girl.
I know. Those
saying
voices.
I want to be a doctor.
Those voices kill me, man.
Oh, my God.
Kill me.
Help become a partner in hope with St. Jude. Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. We're about four short of our goal this hour, so we need you to do it now. If you're going to do it, 785-833. Text the word ROCK and KLOS. Hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey!
Hey, we're reaching.
I have a challenge for everyone in construction.
Everyone in construction.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
Well, I've been a carpenter, a drywaller, a fireproofer, a concrete.
So you've done it all.
But for less than 63 cents a day, you can make a world of difference with St. Jude's. And if you think about it, the challenge is put down that one can or bottle of beer, guys. It costs more than 63 cents.
That is true.
You are totally right, man. You are totally right.
Or your cup of coffee that you get at Starbucks. You could go without one day.
Well, I don't know if I could do that.
Part of one day.
I'll find something else to give up.
Right, sure.
Myself.
But thank you. Anyone in construction that's listening.
You're being challenged.
You're being challenged to help us be a partner in hope with St. Jude.
How long have you been a partner in hope with St. Jude?
Me? I've been for 10 years.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you for doing that.
You got any particular reason you have initially signed up?
Oh, hell yeah. I lost my sister with cancer, breast cancer. Yeah. I lost her husband. This is within 1 year.
Oh, my God.
With brain cancer. And now their son, Mark, has brain cancer fourth stage. I'm just a proponent of research at St. Jude's.
Yep.
And they are amazing what they do. They take that money that comes in and they are changing lives, and they're changing people's lives down 10, 15 years from now.
And I'm sorry that all happened to you, but we are challenging everybody who's been touched in any way by cancer. A relative, a friend, you know, your friend's dad, mom, whatever. If you've been touched by cancer in any way, we're challenging you to help the people, help the children who are getting cancer now get treated. For $19 a month, you just text the word ROCK to 785-833.
Dude, thank you so much for calling, man. Thank you for checking in.
Home run, guys. Home run.
This guy's from Orange County, Robert John and the Wreck, Pain No More, 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, yesterday, Dirty Honey and Kansas jumped in for the St. Jude Rocks here on KLOS.
Partners in Hope, yes.
Yeah, and Kansas was like totally on board, which is awesome. Sting has said, sure, come up to Vegas and meet and greet backstage. I'll get you into my show. So I want to challenge Robert John and the Wreck and all the other local bands, everyone here in Los Angeles, all the rock bands. If you want to step up and help out and get the word out, to text the word ROCK to 785-833. That would be awesome.
By the way, last hour,
Oh, we made it?
We made our goal.
Woo!
This hour, our goal is 55. So we're going 60. I think we can get 60.
Help me. He keeps doing that.
I think we can get 60 partners in hope.
Wow.
For just $19 a month, you text the word ROCK to 785-833, and you help people like Diana, who is joining us in the studio. It's Diana.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you guys for inviting me.
Tell us some of your story. How did you intersect with St. Jude?
Well, I was 13 years old when I got sick. My symptoms weren't really that much, and everything pointed to me having appendicitis. Mm-hmm. And we went to the hospital for that.
And that sounds bad enough as it is, right?
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
They were like, oh, it's a simple procedure. We'll do surgery, and you'll be home in a few hours. But still, like, surgery? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's nothing but surgery, you know?
That's all.
But we did the labs for pre-op, and that's when they realized something else was wrong. And it wasn't my appendix. They said my labs were abnormal to the point where they couldn't understand how I was still alive sitting in that hospital bed.
Hold up.
Wow.
So you're in the hospital bed.
Yes.
Ready to go into surgery.
And how old were you at this point?
13.
13.
And they say to you, we're not sure how you're alive.
Yes.
What went through your head?
I mean, at that point, I didn't know. They told that to my parents.
Oh, okay.
And I was still under the impression that I was about to go into surgery, and I just didn't understand why it was taking so long, because they had me sitting in the ER for hours, and I was like, well, are we going into surgery? Like, what's going on?
Right.
And they told my parents that two options were going on, that it was either a really bad infection that was eating me alive, mm-hmm. or it was cancer.
Wow.
And, you know, for doctors to say that word, actually say cancer, it's... They just don't want to drop the bomb on you.
Right.
That all of a sudden.
Would you mind asking your mom what that moment felt like?
For her? ¿Cómo se siente el momento que le dijeron que podía ser cáncer?
Fue terrible para mí. Sentí que el mundo se me vino encima.
It was horrible to me. I felt like the world was crumbling down on top of me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, she thought she was going to have to put up with her daughter have an appendicitis attack and have that, and then to find that out. I mean, mm-hmm. wow.
So then you, what happened? After the doctor said they don't understand how you're alive.
Unbelievable.
They did the, we were waiting a few hours for the oncology doctor to come in and do like the actual test to see if it actually was cancer or not. And when the doctor came in, we did the lab and it was confirmed that it was cancer. So, the doctor told my dad, and the doctor was actually a friend of the family.
Right.
So he told my dad they didn't know what to do at that moment.
Yeah.
And it was actually my dad, the one who came into the room and told me that I had cancer.
And what were your first thoughts?
Well, you know,
does that seem like a death sentence?
Yeah. And the first thing that I said after that, I like froze. And then the first thing that I said to my dad was, am I going to die?
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad just like broke down and he was, you know, in tears. And he told me that that he didn't know how, but he was going to get me to the best hospital in the world and make sure that I was okay.
Did he have that insurance or money to do that?
I mean, you were in Honduras at this point,
Honduras,
right?
Yeah. My case was very fast. My cancer was very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the doctor said that they really couldn't treat it there.
Mm-hmm.
That the best option for me was to seek treatment outside of my country. And the doctors, my local doctor contacted St. Jude from Honduras, and they did, you know, the process.
Right.
And 10 days later, 10 days after my diagnosis, I was in St. Jude getting my first chemo.
Wow. So you go from, I think I'm going to have an appendix out, to your dad comes in and gives you this horrendous information, to 10 days later, you're in Memphis, Tennessee.
Correct.
At a hot, what kind of whirlwind was that for you?
It was crazy. To me, you know, one day I'm in school, the next day I'm hospitalized, and 10 days later I'm in a different country getting chemo.
Right.
It was completely insane. And back then I didn't speak any English, so I was in a different country with pretty much a death diagnosis.
Yeah.
And actually, when I was diagnosed, the doctors told me that if I didn't get chemo really fast that I didn't, if I didn't start treatment, I would be dead within a month.
Wow.
So it was, you know, incredibly scary to not know how long treatment was going to be, what to expect, if it was going to work.
The great thing is that St. Jude does know that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, to give you the number to text, ROCK 785-833. Please do that now, ROCK 785-833. So tell us what your very first impression of St. Jude was. Do you remember the very first?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the very first thing you thought?
I was expecting, like, white walls, smell of medicines, you know, like a sad place.
Right.
And it was completely different. We walk in and there's drawings all over the walls. There's color. There's life. There is, you know, this atmosphere of peace, mm-hmm. of happiness even. And it was so uncertain for me to not know what to expect. And then walk in and see that at first, it was so relieving. And it just helped me to prepare, I guess, a little bit more and know that I was in the right place, because I felt that peace as soon as I walked in, and I actually felt that in me that, okay, my dad was right. I am in the right place, in the best place that I can be.
That's
right now.
Awesome. Can you ask your mom what her first impression was?
¿Cuál fue su primera impresión de Saint Jude cuando llegamos?
Fue un lugar donde sentí paz desde el primer momento en que llegué. Me trataron tan bien y me hicieron sentir segura. Me hicieron sentir que mi hija había llegado al mejor lugar donde podía recibir su tratamiento.
I felt peace. I felt safe. Mm-hmm. And I, the people, the staff that greeted us and took care of us as soon as we walked in, they made us feel that we were at the right place to be and the right place for my daughter to be.
What a crazy, crazy change up of emotions from they didn't expect me to live to I'm going to a hospital. You're expecting a sanitary and you go in and there's just hope.
Exactly.
It's just hope.
Must have been exact opposite of the hospital in Honduras, I would think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's, was that your first experience of being sick and being in hospital?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I wasn't a kid that got sick much.
Yeah.
I was a clumsy kid, and I would get hurt.
Hey, meet my pal Kevin over here.
But health-wise, I was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, that was like my first experience, and being hospitalized, and then straight from being hospitalized to being in a plane, to being in a different country, and, you know,
were you
all
able
that.
To get any excitement out of it? I mean, you're traveling. I mean, you know, that's like the first time I was in it. I was thrilled, you know, as a kid.
Yeah, but you were getting
I know,
what's wrong
I know, but
with
did you?
You
get any pleasure at all in the experience?
It was great.
No, you know, anything at all, or was it all just horrible the whole time?
It was. Honestly, I think most of it I blacked out.
Yeah, because, makes sense. Yeah.
I don't really remember much. And
I would think it would be just scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
too
yeah.
scary to
overpower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. All right, so take us now. They've started the treatment. How long were you there altogether? By the way, 785-833. Text the word ROCK, please. 785-833. How long
to help St. Jude help other people?
Yes,
like Diana.
Yeah. So I actually had it. I had leukemia, cancer in my blood. And I had it twice. So I was there for a bit of time. The first treatment I did was 8 years. No, I mean 2 years and 8 months of chemo.
Wow,
and
that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of time. And, you know, at first it was just me and my mom that came in. And my dad and my sister stayed back in Honduras. And later they were able to come in as well and be with me during that entire time.
Another thing that St. Jude does well.
Yes. They were able to help us stay together and help them be there for me during this time.
You must have been so happy when your dad showed up.
Yes. And, you know, I started treatment and, you know, certain, like, the normal side effects that, you know, are bad, but on the more normal side, the nausea, the pains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the chemos actually gave me a reaction, and a part of my brain swelled. And
so you had an allergic reaction to part of the chemo?
Yes.
Wow.
To one of the chemos, correct. And that part of my brain that was swelled, it was pressing against my skull, and that caused me to be paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're sitting here with a smile on your face today. That's unbelievable. So did they have to do surgery to help your head?
No, they gave me a medicine to, it was kind of like a antidote. That's kind of like what they call it. It was to help revert the allergic reaction and help the brain unswell. And but they told us they didn't know if the medicine would work, and if it would work, how long it would take. It would take could take minutes, hours, days, or I could have stayed paralyzed forever.
Wow!
They had no idea how my brain was going to react to both the allergic reaction to, as well as the antidote.
Right.
And
so then you got it again. You had to go through chemotherapy again.
Yes. Yeah. And.
When was that? So you went home for a little while, or
no? I was in Memphis the entire time of the treatment, and you know during that entire time, we had housing, transportation, everything. It never got a bill, after that, my brain like unswelled. I started to gain motion, but my muscles were damaged from both being paralyzed to both the inflammation itself.
Right.
And I had to learn how to walk again, how to eat, even how to talk, because...
You talk better than I do, and that's annoying, because I have that job.
Yeah, well, you'd like to come work here, actually? I need a new partner.
Actually, I am a communications major.
Oh, nice, right on. Well, there you go. Well, you're going to be great at it.
Thank you.
So you went through chemotherapy again, and it went away. How old are you now, can I ask?
I'm 21.
21, okay. Yeah. And how long has it been since you've had cancer?
My original diagnosis was 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
And do they have to check you more often than
right now,
the average person?
My checkups are once a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you like to tell anybody who doesn't really maybe say believe that St. Jude can do so much work and that it's such a great place, you know, that's listening right now?
I mean, St. Jude is a piece of heaven on earth. And everything they say they do on the ads, and they're not exaggerating. They really do. I've been a patient of St. Jude's for 8 years. I've gone to 2 treatments and a bone marrow transplant, and not just the actual medical treatment, housing, transportation, food, emotional support, not only from being able to have my family with me, as well from the staff itself. The nurses, the doctors, they're not just your medical team. They become your family. And St. Jude is an amazing place, and there's no words to describe it. And be sure that the money that you donate or any way that you can support St. Jude, they put those resources to the best of uses. And we've been witnesses of that. They saved my life. I am here, sitting here talking to you because of St. Jude, and it wouldn't be possible without the donors and without all the support that the hospital gets. And it's really miracle work that they do, and not just the patients that they treat in Memphis, but the research and the medication that they share with the entire world. And I'm here sitting with you. My friends are back home alive thanks to that.
Right.
And we have that chance. I'm in college now.
Right.
They told me I wouldn't be alive more than a month.
Right.
And now I'm here.
Right.
Years later.
Right.
Talking to you.
Well, there you go.
Ask your mom about St. Jude and what her experience was with the whole thing.
¿Quieres hablar un poquito de St. Jude y cómo fue su experiencia y decir algo a los oyentes?
St. Jude es un lugar donde no solo tenemos el soporte económico, también tenemos el soporte emocional que toda la familia necesita, porque el cáncer lo está sufriendo mi hija. Ella tiene los efectos, ella siente el dolor, pero nosotros tenemos el dolor emocional y la impotencia de no poder hacer nada para salvarlos. Pero durante el tiempo que estamos en St. Jude, no tenemos que pagar, no recibimos ningún bill y podemos enfocarnos solamente en atenderlo, porque es un tiempo sumamente doloroso y difícil que como padres pasamos.
That was a lot. Being in St. Jude, it's amazing. We not only get the economical support or the financial support from St. Jude, but we also get the emotional support. And although the patients and my kid is the one that is suffering through the pain, through the symptoms, through all of it, we suffer as a family as a whole from watching my daughter suffer, from watching her in pain, and feel the impotence of know that I can't take her pain away. And St. Jude is able to help us make sure that we are able to be there for her during this entire treatment, during this entire process. And the only thing we have to worry about is making sure she's okay, and not having to worry about anything else but to take care of her while she's going through all of this. And
you're so fortunate to have your parents, aren't you?
Yes.
Because when you started talking about your dad, your eyes started watering. You talk about your mom, the same thing. The family is so important.
Yeah.
And what St. Jude does is allows the families to come with these patients if they need to go to Memphis.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
be there and be supportive.
Yes, because, of course, that's the really important part of the healing process, yeah, is having mm-hmm. to not be in bed by yourself worrying, yeah, and wanting, you know, your family mm-hmm. there. They get them there and they make sure they're comfortable and taken care of so that yeah. you can concentrate on getting better. So.
Yeah, and, you know, there were days they I wanted to give up, and seeing my parents and seeing my sister and having them with me gave me the strength that I needed on those days.
You wanted, on the days that you wanted to give up, them being there made the difference for you?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We're looking for 55 new partners this year.
And this all happens because of your donation. This is how it works. This is how St. Jude works, is your donation.
Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833.
Please do that now.
Thank you,
Diane. Thank you so much for you and your mom coming in.
Yes, thank you, Nadine. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
My name's Dustin. I'm Stella's father. She was diagnosed with AOM7 when she was 4 years old. She is now 8 years old and doing great. Goes back when Stella was four, during Christmas, she wasn't feeling too good. She was had pains in her legs and really sleepy and tired. So my wife, Crystal, she wanted to take her down to get her checked out and doing some blood work. And come to find out, as far as within the blood work, it definitely showed some signs in there to where we needed to get her for further testing. Upon further testing, they discovered that she could possibly have leukemia, and then they did a bone marrow aspirate. They sent off the sample down to St. Jude, and they're the ones that kind of discovered that she had a rare form type of leukemia, AMLM7. St. Jude is hope. St. Jude is a family. St. Jude's is the place that you want to take your child when you're hit with the devastating news that your child has cancer. That right there in itself is the most comforting thing, knowing that you're in the best hands possible and you're at a place that cares about curing every child that's there for treatment.
The text number, if you'd like to help, is 785-833. Just text the word ROCK
to 785-833 right now. We want to thank Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for helping us out with this today. Where are we at? We have a goal every hour of so many partners in hope.
She's doing
math.
Yeah,
you made your own goal of 60.
60, yes.
I'm pulling out the numbers now.
We can do 60.
But that means
you need 27 more.
27
to hit that goal.
That's all right, we can do that.
Bad.
That's okay.
That's not terrible. That's 1 minute.
1 minute. Go.
You could do it.
I don't think I did that math right. All right, listen. Also, when we came in, Sluggo talked about how he has or knows five different people who've been touched by cancer.
Yep.
Including a really good friend who just passed away, who was 40.
Oh my God, yeah. We're planning the memorial service right now. It's coming up in 2 weeks.
So we made the challenge to everybody who has had their lives touched by cancer in any way, if you have a friend or a friend's parents or somebody that you know, if cancer has made its inroads into your life, we made a challenge for you to become a partner in hope by donating just $19 a month. And you do that by texting the word ROCK to 785-833. And I want to shout out some people. Chris from Santa Clarita. Richard from Walnut. Art from Covina in honor of Gloria and Marta. Roy in West Hills. Gabriel in Pasadena. Aaron in Claremont. Jose in Paris. Richard in Pomona. Howard in Orange. Jorge in Carson in honor of his wife, Marilou, and his mother, Bianca.
Wow. Thank you guys for doing that. Thank you very much. Let's keep those coming in. If you want to shout someone out, where did those come from?
That's a text.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect. So, yeah, if you want to do that, you donate 785-833.
What do you think? We had a side?
I don't know.
Phone number?
Were they calling you at home?
Wonderful callers who are accepting your texts, you know, or calls. They ask, like, if you want to do a memory of someone or a note.
Perfect.
And for those donating who want to do it in memory of someone, just shout out and tell them who you want, and we'll shout it out here.
So that's the challenge. If you have a reason, someone you want to shout out, then please, we've got only a little while left to do this today, and that's it. We're done.
Yep.
So
so please. Text that number, rock to 785-833. What are we doing with Kiss?
You know, earlier I threw out a challenge to local bands, and I'm very excited that we heard from Kiss. who are saying, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are saying, if you eat at any of the Rock and Brews locations, I know there's one in El Segundo tonight or this weekend, mention St. Jude to your server, and they're going to give you 20% off of your check. And it'll be donated to St. Jude. They'll take that 20% and donate it to St. Jude. So that's at any of the Rock and Brews. Very cool, guys. All right, so the rest of the rock bands in Los Angeles, there's one or two. Let's hear from you. Come on, chip in.
Everybody can help.
Yes, thanks to these guys.
You know, I remember when I carried my daughter into the house for the first time. This little bundle, 8 pounds of mostly lungs, that just captivated me. She was my baby. She was the only thing I was going to leave on this earth. And then 11 years later, I carried her out of my house for the last time. And all I could think of was all the things she didn't get to do. I was able to hold my daughter and tell her she didn't have to fight anymore, that she could go on without us, and we'd join her when it was our time.
Carson was our beautiful blue-eyed, curly blonde-headed daughter. She never left the house without all of her pink and purple on and her necklaces and bracelets. The doctor said, I'm 99% sure it's osteosarcoma. That was the day our world stopped. She had a big fat pink piggy bank with a pink tutu around it. And she said, Mommy and Daddy, when I'm gone, I want all the money in my piggy bank to go to St. Jude. Because every single penny counts. And those were her own words. But I think it's important that her legacy lives on. That fight against childhood cancer continues.
All right, so if you'd like to help, text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. We're 9 short.
785-833. We're so close this hour. What is it, 60? Is that the total goal?
Yeah, that's our total for this hour. We're 9 short. So 785-833 if you'd like to help. We did want to... I'm going to post a picture in a second of Taylor Hawkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's right. It's his birthday
Taylor
today.
Hawkins would have been his birthday today.
Oh, my
and
God.
He came in, I think it was 4 or 5 years in a row, came down here to the studios of KLOS.
He sat down and answered the phone.
Yes, he answered phones.
Taylor was the best, man.
And helped with St. Jude.
Taylor was just so incredible.
And it was an important thing to him.
Yeah.
And so he came down and he would help in any way. He would talk on the radio. He would answer phones. He probably would have gotten and got food. I don't know. You know, if you know Taylor, you know.
Yeah.
He would have done all that.
I'm challenging local bands. We're saying, hey, if you're a local, you know, rock band here in Los Angeles,
yes,
step up and help out today. Today's the day. I wouldn't have to do that with Taylor. He came down on his own.
He came down here all the time,
of
yes.
Course.
And we'll shout out your band.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hit us up when you...
You don't have to have made it.
Yeah.
But we're also challenging people who have been touched in... their lives have come in contact with cancer.
Yeah.
Because Sluggo, at the beginning of the show, talked about 5 different people that he knows well. One of them who just passed away, who was in his early 40s. And he's planning the funeral for that now. Yeah. I mean, it's really... it's a brutal thing, and it touches so many more people.
Too many of us are in that exact same situation right now. And you feel like there's nothing you can do. I mean, this has been the worst of this is, you know, just trying to help out with a memorial and making sure that everybody knows, you know, so they can come from all over the country to be here yes. for him. You know, but this but is something not, more, you know, that you can
That's not
do.
Helping.
No, the long run.
Helping yeah. is St. Jude. And right. All of the... work that goes on there and the scientists that are there, and they're coming up with the cutting edge technology of helping people get over cancer, so that it used to be 20% of kids would live who were diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah,
now
only
it's 80%.
20. Yeah, and
but
it's not like
crazy.
When they do that, it's a research center. When they learn something, they don't slap a patent on it and copyright it and start getting money for it. They share it
yes.
freely with, you know, the entire world.
Yep. It's an amazing thing, and you guys can help. And thank you to everybody else that already has helped. Text the word ROCK to the number 785833.
And so you said you had some other tweets you were going to
Oh, I did
out.
Have another tweet. Yeah, a tweet, yes. Leah says, thank you to everyone that donates. My two-year-old just got diagnosed with leukemia last week here in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
So thank you.
Wow.
So imagine, like, there are parents who are...
Yeah.
just finding out
yeah.
and to hear that somebody's already helping is
yes.
is gotta be so hope in a hopeless time.
So, you know, Taylor was such a rough bit of news to take, you
yeah.
know, and we just want to, you know, pay tribute to him for coming down here and being such a big cause, a big part of the cause for St. Jude Rocks every year back in the day. So we thought we'd throw on some Foo Fighters. So you say you tweeted the picture of Taylor here at KLOS.
It would have been Taylor Hawkins' birthday today. Yep. Every year he could, Taylor would come here to the studios of KLOS and help support St. Jude. Text ROCK to 785-833. It's a picture of Taylor Hawkins wearing the shirt. This shirt saved lives.
Oh, nice. And you, yeah. Where is it? Where
it's at my Twitter. Also, I retweeted it from Kevin and Sluggo.
Nice. So please go take a look at that.
Yes.
We want to thank Jeff and Lindsay, a tax relief advocates, your tax resolution specialist, to help help this out this year as they are wont to do
yep.
here at St. Jude. We are running low on time. We have a goal every hour that they stand over us whipping and screaming,
right?
Yelling, you know, off the air. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Yeah.
It's rough.
How are we?
Send help.
Well, you guys made your last goal. You got the cowbell there over there,
all right,
guys.
Yeah.
Cowbell it up. More
can
cowbell.
I keep this?
More cowbell.
Okay,
that's your gift for you. Oh, you can only keep it if you make your next goal.
Oh, see, there look, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the slave driving.
Right there.
Hey, it works.
What's our goal?
All right, so it's 66, but I'm guaranteed that
66.
Kevin is going to up it somehow.
I mean, 70 is a good round number, but...
Gavin.
That's 70's
nice.
Hour.
Yeah, especially
let's
everybody's driving. Okay.
Let's 70. Do 70 is 66 is tough. 70 is tough, but I think we have enough people listening who maybe have thought about it.
Yeah, that's
maybe
what I'm
heard
thinking.
About it, may have yes. heard us talk about it in the past and just, think, oh, maybe I should do that.
Remember the first time you tried whatever and afterwards you're like, yes, man, I can't believe I never did this
Why
before.
Why didn't I do that before?
This is could
this
very
is
well
time.
Be one of those things.
I'm so curious what your answers
No, I don't
want to.
I can't. That's what we usually talk about. Today we're being more G-rated.
Yes, very much more. So if you've always thought or you've heard about it and you would like to, today is the day to do it. Right now, text the word ROCK to the number 785-833.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a PNET brain tumor at the age of 16 months.
My daughter Ariel was diagnosed with malignant rhabdoid tumor of the spine. She was 2 years old.
We were at a point where we were drowning and St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him.
That's why my child's still here. That's why she's still alive. Thank God for St. Jude.
The nurses, the doctors were just family. I mean, we would walk in and you would just see their faces light up when they would see Ian coming in.
And when you see other people not giving up on your child, that makes all the difference in the world.
I think tragedy really shows the good of humanity. And that's painted all over St. Jude.
Someone said, if you could take this all away and this had never happened to your child, would you do it? Absolutely. But the ways that it has made us grow stronger and deeper, I would still want to hang on to that.
I think when there's darkness, light has the opportunity to shine brighter.
Every dollar they're given is, they're given hope. They're paving the way to not only save a child today, but every child that comes after.
Those people that give monthly are the lifeblood of St. Jude.
Anyone who gives, you're giving these kids a chance. You know, you are providing hope.
When you're giving to St. Jude, you're helping children that are currently going through treatment, but you're also giving to make sure that less and less kids have to suffer. You're giving toward the hope of a cure.
785-833 is the number to text the word ROCK to 785-833.
I got to tell you, the awesome destructive nature of the word cancer.
Yeah.
It sort of leaves you kind of hopeless.
Yeah.
What can you do? Well, this is something you can do. This is a great positive thing that you can do. You can become a partner in hope and pledge $19 a month to help kids at St. Jude fight cancer. And St. Jude does spread their information around to all anybody that wants it.
Which overseas, is so great.
Whoever needs the information about the treatments for cancer.
When they find, you know, because I remember a couple of years ago when we did this, they had a video on like the actual in the lab, in the laboratory, and they were, you know, when they find, they were doing each one, little tiny treatments to each one to see if it reacted and blah, blah, blah. And when that happens, and when they find the one that kills that particular kind of cancer, because there's so many, they're like on the phone immediately. Hey, everybody, check this out. All around the world. I mean, it's incredible. It's
which
the right
I
thing
wish
to
everyone
do.
Did.
Yeah.
But not everyone does. But
no,
St. Jude
my
does.
God, so. No. So if you will become a partner in hope, it's $19 a month. You text ROCK to 785-833. Today, we're going to wrap this up here in less than 2 hours. If you do it today, then you're in a drawing to go to a Kings game. You know, we love the Kings. We're always giving away tickets here on KLOS. Usually you have to be a certain caller, but we're going to take your name if you become a partner in hope. Put it in a drawing so you can go to the Kings game with some great seats. We'll get you free parking, and you'll go with this guy right here, Kevin, because this is a major fan. This dude is I mean, you may have to bail him out of jail that night.
I don't fight most of the time.
But you're screaming and you're throwing stuff and you're getting a lot of too many beers.
Maybe. How dare you?
But yeah, so that's kind of, you know, I was thinking another thing we could do as well, if you donate between now, because usually we're doing the All Request Fest.
Right.
And at 5 o'clock Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, we do the Gimme Five. Mm-hmm. Suggest a theme and we'll pick one if you become a partner in Hope. You suggest a theme for the Gimme Five and we'll do it. We'll just draw a couple if you have an idea for a theme if you become
a
partner.
Make them good, though. Don't be bad. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid.
I don't know. Like... You know, maybe bad 70s songs, like love songs. What were we listening to just a minute ago? Exile.
Whoa.
Kiss me all over. All right, no. Yes.
Take it easy.
keep it normal, I guess.
We were listening to Exile off the air, by the way. Just want to make sure everybody knew. You can get your, if you become a partner in Hope, you also get the exclusive KLOS hoodie. And the new This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt. And I just posted a picture of Taylor Hawkins wearing that shirt, This Shirt Saves Lives.
So let us know. Yeah, all of these things. If you do that, and then we'll put you in the drawing. And when they text, is this right, Megumi? When they text, they can give a little extra information and answer.
I think so. And definitely when you call, the people on the phone will take it. But there should be a line somewhere on your form that says, in memory, like, would you leave like a memory or a comment? And that will be collected. And we're going to share something in a little bit.
There's also, Melly has already done this. There's a way to tweet that you donated.
Oh, perfect.
And to sort of invite other people to do
it. Yes, please. So all of those things,
option.
And if you have a Give Me Five suggestion, then let us know when you become a partner in Hope, and we'll do a Kings fan, challenging you. Yeah, 100%.
And we're keeping it going, Sluggo's theme of if cancer has touched you in any way.
Yes, we want to hear about it.
Your friends, any way if cancer has touched you. You can call us at 818-955-KLOS and help challenge other people.
Yes.
If you would like to.
Yes.
But if you've been touched by cancer in any way, we would like you to text the word ROCK to 785-833 so that this can stop happening.
Yes. So we can shut this down. I have something I'd really like to say about cancer. It starts with an F, but the FCC does not approve.
It's not fun?
Damn it.
Is it possible to talk to Kevin or Sluggo?
You are.
This is Kevin and Sluggo.
Whoa, dude, I didn't expect the answer. Hey, man, I cannot afford to give, but I had a mother who passed away from cancer. I have a brother who lost his wife to cancer.
Wow.
Dude, I can tell you this, and this little girl on one of these testimonials just a few minutes ago said that literally every penny counts. She had a piggy bank, and when she passed away, before she did, she told her parents, take every penny that's in this piggy bank and give it to St. Jude. So no matter what amount.
What is your name?
Dave.
David, all right, somebody else who's listening to this and wants to put in $19 well,
there
for
you
David.
Go. There you go.
Because
great
he,
idea.
He lost his mom and his what?
Hug a couple heartstrings for me. I'd appreciate it.
Very cool, dude. We appreciate that. We'll try it.
We're doing that right now.
Yeah.
Text the word rock to the number 785833.
And in honor of David here on the phone.
Emma is a light. She lights up any room that she goes into. Because of St. Jude and the doctors and the nurses and all the people there, she is here with us today.
I was 15 months old when I was diagnosed with a rare liver cancer called hepatoblastoma. My first real memory of being at St. Jude was probably when I was about 3 or 4, I feel like. And it was whenever I was there for one of my yearly checkups. I just remember it made me feel safe and comforted.
As the years have gone by, you know, she asks questions to the doctors and the nurses, and St. Jude became a place of pride for her too, because she was so strong and just so happy even through it all.
I have been a cheerleader for all 4 years of my high school. Competing in pageants and just like being involved in things has really given me a boost of confidence. Knowing that I'm about to graduate high school, normally for kids my age, it would be like their life is just beginning. But I feel like I've accomplished so much at such a young age, and it's like, it's just like another chapter in the book for me.
There was a possibility that I would not get to see my child graduate. St. Jude is the reason I am going to get to see her graduate, and she has a bright, bright future ahead of her.
I see me one day, of course I want to be married and have kids, but as of right now, I want to be a licensed esthetician. That means I'm going to do like facials and skincare and eyebrows and all the things like that. One day, open up an esthetician salon, and I just hope to live the best life I can. I know it's not going to be easy every single day. I know there's going to be hard days, but I welcome those with open arms, and hopefully I'll tackle them with grace and pride.
That is amazing to hear those stories and hear those people talk about that.
Yep.
You can become a partner in Hope by texting the word ROCK to the number 785833. I do have a few people that wanted to make dedications with their partners in Hope.
Oh, nice.
Mark from Huntington Beach wants to honor his mom, Brenda, his grandma, Lois, his aunt, Dahl, and mother in La Mirada. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, if I start counting and like going back, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I remember the first friend I lost was this wonderful woman. She was managed the video store I was working at back in the day. And she would just come in.
Grandpa just said video store.
You remember those, right?
Long before Blockbuster. Just said video store.
And, you know, and she lost the fight, but she kept going for so long. And she had that, you know, it's just too much.
Danny from Canyon Country, in honor of his mother, Margaret, who was a cancer survivor. Veronica in South El Monte, in memory of Edward Salido. Veronica from Pico Rivera, in memory of my sister Sylvia. Ronald in Redlands, in memory of Evelyn. Anna in Irvine, in memory of Catherine. And Robin in Mount Baldy, California, in memory of his mother, Diana Reed.
And all these people have become partners in Hope today. If you want to text ROCK to 785-833 and for $19 a month become a partner in Hope as well and shout someone out like that, then you're more than welcome.
And this is how I decided to do it. I decided that I have three healthy kids, and that's... I'm lucky.
Right.
I'm just lucky.
Yep.
You know, there's no way you can prevent it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen to you.
Right.
But so I became a partner in Hope three times, one for each of my healthy kids, because I want, if they gave me that kind of news about one of my kids, it would destroy me. And so I'm a partner in Hope three times for somebody else's kids who they do get that news from.
Right.
And
do
of course
that.
It's still
That's
possible.
A great idea.
So if you have kids that are healthy, you know, we go through life, we take that for granted. I do.
Yeah.
You just take every day, you're upset because they leave their shoes out or whatever happens to be, but...
Well, that is inexcusable.
It is inexcusable. I agree. And but that's why I put them on timeout for a month and a half.
No.
But if you have healthy children, don't take that for granted. And this hour, you don't have to do one for every kid if you're not up to that, if you could only do for one, if you could just do one partner in Hope for all your children, however you can do it. I just want to challenge parents who haven't had to go through this to help parents who have.
Yep.
So become a partner in Hope. You text the word ROCK to the number 785-833.
At the age of 10, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And when I heard cancer for the first time, I thought it was a death sentence.
And when I was 7 years old, I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is a bone cancer.
I was still going through treatment, and we'd be in the waiting room, and my family would be there, and Jill would be in for checkups, and our families would be visiting together.
So he sent us here. I received about a year worth of treatment. About 4 months in, I had to have the right arm amputated.
And so it was really meaningful for us, for me as an in-treatment patient, to meet Joel, who had already completed his therapy, and to have somebody to look up to and look forward to wanting to have that life as well.
I finally got up the courage 22 and a half years after I met her to tell her how I felt. Luckily, she had the patience of a saint.
I absolutely had a crush on Joel.
So I'm so happy that she held out and wasn't terribly mad at me but for taking so much time. So many people have come and gone. The faces fade as the years go by. Yet I still recall as I wander on. As clear as the sun.
I was so excited when we both finally had worked up the courage to say that we had always cared for each other, and the rest is history. Married here at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So at the place that saved our lives, we were surrounded by our family and also our St. Jude family, and we're able to share this moment of joy and appreciation for the days that we're given.
To see this beautiful girl walking down the aisle and know that I got to spend the rest of my life with her at the place that saved my life, I just am so thankful for that time.
Forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away.
We've gotten a chance to thrive. We've gotten the chance to do the most important things to life, to now celebrate the milestone of a marriage.
Finding somebody who can help me on my good days and understand why I want to stop and cherish every second we have. I couldn't be happier to have the chance to be married to this guy.
It is the most important thing that has ever happened to me, is to have this kind of partner who I can just look at and she knows what I've been through during a day.
We have the opportunity to live this life and to celebrate our love, but most importantly, we're so thankful for the opportunity to be a part of making sure that the next Wrighton family that will begin their journey at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital will have hope, will have support. Thanks to people just listening to our story and hoping, loving, praying, and supporting this mission.
We're working so hard so we can give kids all these chances, so hopefully one day they can marry the love of their life as well.
Most people work at St. Jude's, we were just told.
That's awesome. So they met there, they did years of treatment, and now they're together
married.
Forever. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love Joel and Lizzie. They're so sweet. And
that's
actually
awesome.
Joel works a lot with their patients. So
that's nice.
Wow. So that's quite a story he can share with them.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. How many do we have to go?
We have 27 left to
27
go.
27 left to go. We can do that by 6. We can do that before 6.
785-833 is the number to text the word ROCK to. 785-833.
You get a This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt and a We Won't Stop hoodie with the KLOS logo on it.
And also Sting has said, hey, come on up and see me in Las Vegas. If you become a partner in Hope by pledging that $19 a month today before we're out of here in an hour and 22 minutes, then you go in the drawing to go see him at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. You're going to get VIP treatment there. Round trip airfare up to Vegas. Hotel accommodations for a couple of nights. And VIP tickets to go backstage and meet and greet with Sting.
So, all right.
Thanks very much to Sting for making that happen. That's very rare of him.
Anybody that donates during our Kevin and Sluggo show will get a chance to win Kings tickets.
Yeah, we want to send you to see the Kings. We're going to put you in amazing seats. We'll give you free parking. And then some guy, hold on a second, named Kevin.
That's me.
Kevin will go with you. Oh, do you have to do that part? Can you skip that part?
I mean, I'm willing to do it. They might want me to skip it.
Now, that's so cool,
either
man.
Way.
That's awesome. That's very cool. So you'll be in that drawing as well if you do it between now and then the next hour and 21 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're listening right now, we need you to call right now.
Yes, please.
Text, I'm sorry. Text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 785-833 and click the link from St. Jude to donate.
And we want to thank Premier Coach Auto Collision Group servicing L.A. and Ventura County for helping out this year. We are down to the wire. I don't like that. I don't like being down to the wire.
We can do it.
Yeah?
Yep. We can do it. How many do we need still?
Nine.
We need nine people.
You could do that.
12, we can do that.
You got 12 minutes.
Yep. Nine people.
Easy.
Call right now. Text right now the word ROCK to 785-833, and you can be a partner in Hope.
And when you do that, we're going to, if you... make a little note, which you can do when you text the word ROCK to 785-833. Like, for example, an incentive we're thinking of doing is you take over, basically, you suggest the Gimme 5. Usually we do Gimme 5 with a theme on Monday through Thursday.
And we take your request for that, too.
Yeah. Melly Mel suggested, if selected, my idea for Gimme 5, March 8th is International Women's Day. Let's do Women Who Rock. You know what? Melly Mel, that's a done deal.
Done.
We're going to do that for sure. Great idea. Thank you for donating. Thank you for becoming a partner. And if you have an idea like that, you know, what else do we have? Do we have some of those other names, other shout-outs?
Floating, unfortunately. Technology is not my friend today. I'm going to try and get you some more.
No worries.
Cool. Then you can you know, shout out anybody if you want to.
We talked earlier to Diana, who is 21, and she had been diagnosed with cancer. She had to go through two chemotherapies. And she was from Honduras.
Yep.
And she was laying in the hospital bed, and the doctor said, your blood is bad enough that we're not sure you're going to live.
I mean, we give you a month at this point.
We're surprised you're alive.
Yeah,
right.
Surprised you're alive and you don't get immediate treatment, you'll be out. She was 13.
So she was in Honduras, and they got her to St. Jude in Memphis.
Yeah.
And started her treatments. And she sits here, 21-year-old,
yeah.
Composed.
Yeah.
Being able to tell her story.
Bright, nice, funny,
just,
cool.
Just miraculous.
Chill. Yeah.
To not have that life snuffed out by cancer is miraculous.
She was here just an hour and a half ago. And
yep.
Just made yet another amazing impression. All these people that come in here every year when we do this here at KLOS and
there's
tell
so
their
much
stories.
Better than talking than we are, you know? It's,
well, that's not really saying much.
It's kind
know?
Of embarrassing.
We suck.
She's so well-spoken.
She's like, a broadcast. She's going into broadcasting. She'll take our jobs. She can have them.
She
yeah.
should have our jobs. She should absolutely take them.
Come in here but and play the good
text
stuff.
Text the word ROCK to help something like that happen again.
Yes.
Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. Text it now and donate, and we appreciate your help.
Yes, and we want to also thank Lindsay and Jeff at Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolution specialist, for helping out this year. All right, we have, what is it, 2 minutes?
We made our goal.
We did?
We did it.
We did.
We made the goal.
Yeah.
Made the goal for the hour.
3 minutes to spare.
Nicely nice. Done, people. We have one more hour.
You're nicely padded, though, with the 3 minutes. So hopefully you can make it. It's 70. Final hour, guys. 77.
Holy cow.
Can LA show up? Can your listeners show up?
I believe so.
Yeah, because they rule.
Let's do 80.
Oh, my God.
Let's just make it a round number.
Yeah, all right.
Make it 80.
80.
Let's do 80. This is the last hour that we're going to ask you for money.
Yep.
The very last chance for you,
you know, to help children.
To give people hope.
We're sorry we're in asking money for children who have been diagnosed with
to get
cancer.
The KLOS unique one-of-a-kind sweatshirt hoodie.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Get that by donating, and you donate by texting the word ROCK to 785-833.
You become a partner in hope. It's $19 a month, 785-833. Text the word ROCK. Do it now!
America's Best Car Buyer, GimmeTheVIN.com, and the Sweet James Accident Attorneys at SweetJames.com presents St. Jude Rocks 2022 on KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Working to eliminate cancer with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, now recruiting St. Jude Partners in Hope for just $19 a month. Call 800-592-3449. That's 800-592-3449.
To be Faith's mom, it's the biggest honor in the world. She makes me smile every day. Everything about her makes me proud. It makes me proud that she, at 10 years old, chooses to smile and be happy. She just smiles her way through life, and she's just fun. She's the brightest, sweetest, funniest, strongest little young lady that I know. She's just amazing. There's nothing more exciting than to watch your child just thrive and smile, even in the worst times. She came in for a swollen leg. Now we're into, she's got Ewing sarcoma. What is Ewing sarcoma? How did she get this? Where did this come from? And then you immediately go into, okay, let's go. Let's do it. What do we have to do? We need you to go on to Memphis. We got here and the red carpet was rolled out. I mean, they just already had all of Faith's information, knew what to do with Faith.
St. Jude helps me have hope because they help me so much. I feel like, yay, I can finally, soon I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done. Yay. When I grow up, I kind of want to be a doctor. And I really want to either be a child life specialist or a doctor, because both of them help a lot of people.
You're going to grow up. You're going to have everything that we have hoped and wished and prayed for you. I feel much more at ease. I feel very comfortable. That nervous fear in the beginning has dissipated, and I feel, okay, they've got this.
They've got this, and you can help by texting the word ROCK to 785-833 and sponsor, become a partner in hope.
And we also want to thank Jeff and Lindsay of Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolution specialist, for helping out this year.
We'd like to talk about Kelly, who was a partner in Hope and wanted to do it in honor of Sky Torres.
Yeah, we like that. I mean, if you, you know, I mean, I just off the top of my head this morning, because a friend of mine just said that she had been cleared. She's been fighting cancer for a while. She doesn't have to go back for a year.
Excellent. You know,
the next time she goes back is a year. The night before, last night, I was reading Facebook. Another friend of mine who had been battling cancer for a long time, and she's been clean for a while, and she keeps going back. Her appointments are getting further and further apart. But, you know, there's so many people. I'm planning a memorial service. We are, our friends are, and it's going to be, you know, on May 4th or March 4th. This is coming up in just a few days because he passed away from leukemia.
He was young.
Yes, he was in his 40s. Yeah. And, you know, my dad died of cancer. My mother-in-law died of cancer. I mean, you know, I've had other friends that have had it, and it's just insane how much of it is out there. So
it's rare to find a person whose life hasn't been touched by cancer in any way.
Right. So this is helping to eradicate it earlier, stomp it out, because, I mean, of all the times in your life to have to deal when you're a child and when you're a parent, have to face that.
This is our final hour. We're trying desperately to get to 80 partners in hope. 80.
Yeah, we
want to do that before 7 o'clock. So we'd like you to do that right now. It's $19 a month. You just text ROCK to the number 785-833, and you can become a partner in hope. And if you have any friends or family friends or whoever that has made that, you know, that had cancer, or fought it, or died from it, or beat it, or whatever. If cancer has touched your life in any way, help us become a partner in hope.
Yeah, honor them. You can even let them know when you call in or when you text in that you would like to honor in honor of that person, and give us their name, and we'll
check. Because we all have stories like Sluggo.
Yeah,
everybody has people that they know that have fought cancer.
100%. So do it now, please. 785-833. Text the word ROCK to that now. And we want to thank also our special presenting partners, the Sweet James Accident Attorneys, the official attorneys of St. Jude Rocks, and America's Best Car Buyer. GimmeTheVIN.com. Those guys will be back tomorrow, 8 a.m. So easy, you can do it in your underwear.
Hey, I want the number so I can become a partner in St. Jude.
You rule. And the phone number is 800-592-3449.
Right on, man. And when you do, if you'd like to shout out somebody or, you know, dedicate your partner in hope to just, they will take that information and they'll let us know here in the studio.
Oh, yes. I plan on doing that to a lot of drag racing friends. I have a drag bike that I race.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends that drag race. So if they're a fan of drag racing or if they're a drag racer themselves, then hey, sign up.
Sign up.
And I have a grandson. I have two healthy daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I have a grandson who's sick, so if, God forbid, anything happens, I want to know that, you know, St. Jude to be there for him.
Agreed. Nice. Very, agreed. Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Do it now. You can text the word ROCK to the number 785-833 and be a partner in hope.
My parents were waiting on the couch when I got home from school. They said the doctors called, we got the results back, and it looks like it's leukemia. I knew in that moment that life as I knew it was changing forever.
When we walked in the doors of St. Jude, we walked up to the front desk and my mom tried to say my name and just burst into tears. And the receptionist came from around the desk and gave my mom a big hug and said, "Don't worry, you're part of the St. Jude family now."
There was a whole team of people waiting on us when we walked in. It was unbelievable just to have this like warm hug at the front door. And they got to it right away.
I thought cancer was a death sentence. And it wasn't until we went to St. Jude when I actually started feeling hope and like I was going to get through this.
My nurse said, "This is now the new St. Jude family." And she's right. They became our family.
Cancer made me who I am. But not just cancer, St. Jude, the incredibly hopeful environment, and just all the love that everyone gave to me and my family, that I really felt so at home here. When my doctor came in at the very end and told me I was cancer-free and I could go home, I remember crying because I didn't want to leave. This place means everything to me.
It's not just food, shelter, the life-saving drugs, the protocols, the knowledge. It's the future. They may be paying for the eradication of cancer for everyone down the road.
That is the goal for sure. Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. We want to beat what we did last year. We want to raise more money than we did last year.
Which is over $1 million.
Yes. So if we have 56 more people this hour that text ROCK to the number 785-833, we can beat last year. And I think we can do that before 7 o'clock.
That would be so amazing. Please help out. You know, you thought about it. Maybe you've kicked it around. You're like, I don't know. I mean, you've heard these stories.
You know, there's a lot of these stories, surprisingly to me, that aren't just 2 and 3 year olds. You
right.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. There's 12, 13, 16, 17. People know what cancer means.
Oh,
by
man.
That age.
I mean, you remember when you're 16 or 17, you're out living your life. If you had that
throwing
dropped
rocks at
on
my
you.
Neighbor, Robbie Joyner. Yes.
I mean, my God, you know, and how.
They know what that means.
Yes.
They know that means death. It used to mean death.
We've heard it since you've heard it since you were born.
Yes.
The cancer, the big C word. You don't want to avoid it at all costs. Oh, my God. The doctor just told me.
In 1962, 20% of people who got diagnosed with cancer made it.
The
80% yeah. passed away.
Yep.
Now it's 80% that make it and 20% pass away.
That's what St. Jude has done.
So it's a lot better thanks to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
That's
they
what
do a ton of research.
You've
there.
Done because yes. like $1 million last year that came through KLOS, you know, you help. Who knows? What sort of, I mean, do we have any breakdowns on the latest, breakthroughs and what they're discovering? I mean, they're always looking. They're always in the labs. They're
yeah,
always.
We did bubble boy disease in the last few years. I think that was right before COVID. We have some more advancements with sickle cell disease.
Is there some kind of like, is there a celebration at the campus when
right? We have a special no more chemo
figure something
party.
Out? Right.
So every time one of our patients are recovering, they get a no more chemo party, which means the nurses like to kick them out with a nice little song
that's
and confetti.
Nice.
And, you know, that's the best time for our staff to celebrate that.
Sure.
You know, they've been with those patients from the beginning, from the start of diagnosis all the way through treatment, and then they get to happily kick them out.
Who are the people that do the research? What do doctors come from all over? or how
doctors
does it work?
From all over. So if you actually visit the Memphis and you get the chance to, you'll see we actually have a couple of new buildings that have come up to campus, especially here. If anyone remembers the civilian space shuttle trip, the first one, it actually has a new research building. And so these research buildings are open 24/7. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., those lights are on. And just, those researchers are constantly working around the clock.
And just $19 a month when you become a partner in Hope helps keep those lights on, keeps those people in there, keeps that going. You can text ROCK right now to help us out. ROCK to 785-833. ROCK to 785-833. Here's an interesting incentive. I think this is awesome. I mean, we give away Kings games tickets a lot. People are always quite happy to get tickets to see the Kings. And if you have already become a partner in Hope in the last day.
Or if you do between now and 7.
Yep, which is only 40...
Nope, don't even try it.
...minutes away, 38. then we're going to put your name in the drawing to go get some amazing seats at a Kings game, one of the upcoming ones. We'll get you free parking as well. We'll get you in. And we're going to go with you. Is that right?
You're
going
to go with me, yeah.
You're saying that you go and hang out with...
I go to a lot of Kings games, so I'm happy to go with somebody who would support St. Jude.
So there's a reason to give us a text right now, 785-833. Do that, and you will be entered in that. We want to thank Premier Coach and Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for helping us out this year.
Bimani is our first child.
So, of course, we were so happy. It was amazing. She was perfect.
When she was about 5 weeks old or so, something seemed a little bit off. There was a fairly large and aggressive brain tumor. To put it bluntly, I was a complete emotional mess.
We were living just in a state of disbelief that any of this could be happening, but St. Jude saved Imani. She's tumor-free now, just a happy child.
The second we arrived here, there was not a single other care in the world except for Imani. Food, housing, transportation, treatment, it was taken care of. St. Jude made that happen. I can't thank the donors enough. You guys have literally saved my daughter's life. I don't think anyone in this world or anything in this world has given me a greater gift. We came as two desperate parents. Saved our daughter's life.
Sorry. Wow. Bad time to talk for me. Wow. I thought I was a professional. Stu is in here. As
hey,
is
Stu.
Grady Harrell.
Hi.
By the way, it's 785-833. Please text the word ROCK to 785-833.
We're trying to beat last year. We're trying to beat last year for raising money for St. Jude.
Which was,
you know how close we are?
Partners in Hope.
Pretty close. It was $1.2 million or something last year, which was insane because
I think we're
KLOS
close.
People, because you people rule.
I think we're close, but if you've been thinking about it, do it now.
Now is the time, please.
Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. We've been challenging people who have had their lives touched by cancer in some way.
And that's practically everybody.
And what about you guys? What about you, Stu? Yeah.
I just was at a celebration of life 2 or 3 weeks ago for a very dear old friend of mine named Bob Nalbandian. And Bob was like, if you were in the rock scene in L.A. in any way, Bob touched you. He produced movies
about
life.
You say that differently?
No,
when Bob touched you.
Do you have any video of that?
I cheers with him a whole lot. I went into Bob at everything, dude. He was at every concert. He was at the Rainbow like all the time, and that I ran him to many times there. Nicest guy in the world. Didn't tell anybody that he was dealing with what is usually a manageable situation. What is it called? It's a form of leukemia. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I hadn't seen Bob in a long time, and then all of a sudden on Facebook, people, you know, was saying, oh my God, rest in peace, Bob. Like, what happened? What was going on? I had no idea. He was sick. He never let on.
Wow.
Always.
Just didn't want anyone else to bear that weight.
Well, for a long time, like I said, it was a manageable condition.
Right.
My housemate deals with it too. He's got it. God, I feel like an idiot because I can't think of the name of it right now, but.
It doesn't matter. Well, just ask one of the kids because the kids know.
Yeah. The kids at St. Jude know. Yeah. They know
everybody knows leukemia.
Yeah. And so. What was your friend's name?
Bob Nalbandian.
So listen, if you knew him, anybody here in Los Angeles knew him, this is something we've been doing today. You can dedicate your partner in Hope to him, actually.
And
when you text the word ROCK to 785-833, you can say it's for Bob.
And Greg B. Harrell is here as well. Greg, you have somebody in your life?
Yeah, you know what's so troubling is when you asked that question just before we turned on the mics, I was like, oh
oh my gosh, which person do I talk about? And it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't be the case.
Which person?
Yeah, because there's been so many different folks in my life that have been struck with cancer in some form. My uncle is the one that popped into my head, and it's just a strange thing because when you first hear the news, you start thinking to yourself, there must be a way, and you're up late at night. It's like 4 a.m, you're researching, you're trying to figure out, no, there's got to be something, you know, and that's why the people at St. Jude doing what they do is so important.
Because there are people in the middle of the night that are working on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right this second.
There are ways, and there's ways to help people get better and help the kids at St. Jude get better, and St. Jude is doing that, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. We need 13 more.
Is that right? 13 more?
10.
10 more.
Whoa. Oh, you can.
We need 10. Listen, we could get 20 more.
Yeah.
Before 7?
Yeah.
We could get 20 more.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We want to be driving home knowing that we got 20 more.
One per minute. Awesome. Between now and 7 o'clock. We can do that.
I believe if you're driving and you don't want to take your hands off the wheel or anything, you can do that. But you can say, Siri, text the word ROCK to 785-833, and really?
And we're sorry if that just happened in your car.
No, because you have to say
that's hilarious.
That was not intentional.
Hey Siri.
So,
Siri doesn't understand a word I say. I hate Siri. That bitch knows nothing.
I have a love-hate relationship with her, to be sure. But I am getting the upper hand lately.
All right, listen. 20 more people. We can do that. We can absolutely do that.
Yes.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833.
My name's Allie, and I've been a St. Jude patient for the past 9 years.
My name's Eric. I'm Allie's father. Allie was diagnosed at age 14 with a grade 3 anaplastic ependymoma. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was pretty brutal. One of her doctors was telling her, look, you need to get your head around this and that you're most likely not going to live through this.
They told me that I wouldn't be alive for my high school graduation.
So while you feel well, you need to do the things you want to do now while you can, because this is pretty aggressive.
There was never really a doubt because of the doctors at St. Jude that were saving me. There was never a doubt. There was just a hope.
She said, you know, God's not done with me yet. He's got bigger plans.
I went to St. Jude for 33 rounds of brain radiation, then relapsed. So I went through another brain surgery and another 33 rounds of radiation, and I lost all my hair, memory, couldn't walk, couldn't eat. It was really tough.
But she just never really accepted that was going to be the end right there. And she was right. She's still here. There's no doubt that she would not be here if it were not for St. Jude. The fact that she's still here, I mean, it's everything.
Well, I have so much exciting things happening right now. Getting engaged and getting married. Those are all the milestones that I never knew I would be alive to make it happen. I like to call it the Disney World of hospitals. They rolled me in and I was like, this is not a hospital.
St. Jude is a special place. St. Jude offers hope. When you think there is no hope, there's still hope.
I wake up and I thank God that I'm here. That's because St. Jude is full of miracles.
The second that she became a St. Jude patient, we don't receive a bill at all. St. Jude cannot run without the individual donors. No amount is too small. Everything is important.
They saved my life. St. Jude performs miracles.
785-833. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. What are you saying? Are you saying we hit our goal? We did?
And we're 15 minutes early, so let's keep going.
Yes, please.
Let's get 20 more.
Yeah, let's talk about what she just said. She called it the Disney World of hospitals, which is what you want for a kid that's going to go in to deal with cancer.
Stu and I went this past year and explained the crazy feeling of hope that you get when you go to this hospital.
There is so much to take in. It's actually tough to articulate it, but when you go, like, everybody, it's like there's something in the air.
it really is joy.
There's
you would think it would be like depressing.
Yeah. It's not.
It isn't.
And I don't care how cynical a person you may be in your normal life, and
that's
me.
All of us.
That's all of us, man. When you go there.
Except for Greg. He's all positive.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, it's like they bottled what's in Greg and then they took out the weird and then they brought it over to St. Jude. And it's beautiful, man.
But, you know, when you talk about that sort of thing, like some park, that some place that's amazing, usually it's an insane amount of money to get in.
Yes, of course.
You can't, as a normal person, get in.
That's right.
But if you have not a dime to St. Jude, it doesn't matter.
That's what's
incredible.
We talked to Diana earlier today, who is from
Honduras.
Honduras.
Yeah.
And she was told they're not sure how she's still alive.
At age 13. Because she's in the hospital bed at age 13 saying you probably have a month.
10 days later, she doesn't speak English. Okay. She's at St. Jude in Memphis.
The Disney World of hospitals.
Yep. And they treated her, and she was here, 21 years old, just telling us the story.
She was so awesome today. Yeah, she was so
and it's
amazing.
A miracle to hear people talk about the struggle with the disaster that the word that the C word brings on.
Yeah.
And then the crazy amount of hope that you get when you realize, oh, these people know what they're doing, and they're treating not only the patient but our families. They give our families a place to stay while we're getting treated.
And if you're, like, picky...
And it costs nothing.
Yeah. And if you're picky, like, as a kid is on your food, they will find out what it is you
eat.
That
story is amazing to me.
I love it.
Because every single person, from the janitor to the surgeonious surgeon, all the way up and down...
Surgeonious?
Yeah, technical term.
Surgeonious surgeon that they've got. They're all kind of on the same page, and they're pulling as hard as they can for you. And the story is about the little girl who just didn't like any of the food.
Right.
That they were given. And so the chef said, well, then, so he gets in touch with her family.
What
says,
do you want to eat?
What do you want to eat? I want to eat my grandma's mac and cheese. I don't like your mac and cheese. So he's like, okay, mom, dad, what's grandma's number? I'm going to call her and get the recipe.
And so, guess how much that chef cost? You know, how much the parents had to pay to make that happen?
$0.
Zippo.
That is why giving to St.
So
Jude
great.
Is like such, dude, you earn your wings when you do. Ulysses, you're out there right now. Dude.
Text in.
Seriously, text it in. Rock.
785-833. Rock. All right, so where are we at? We got to get out of here. We got to play commercials.
We don't have to get out of here. We don't have to play commercials. What's wrong with you?
Well, we're going to have a number soon to share.
Yeah, we're going to have a number in a matter of moments.
Let's Greg stay has, all night.
Let's stay all night.
Overnight.
Wait, someone's walking in right now.
Are we going to get a number?
What do we got going? I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have a drum roll? Do you have a drum roll?
Don't do that to the equipment.
keep
texting,
seriously.
By the way, keep texting.
Yes, please do.
While we celebrate, keep texting.
Yes, 785-833 can be a big part of this.
The word rock.
St. Jude rocks.
You're bringing in a giant check that's totally fake. That's not real.
I'm going to try and cash this.
That check is not real.
What do we got? What are we looking at?
Let's see it. What do we got?
Yeah.
So what?
Last year was $1.2
million. KLOS holds the record.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
that's because you people rule.
We're ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Here we go.
$1,273,372.
Yes.
That's somebody call Heidi and Frank at home and let Marcy know. And thank you to everybody.
Thank you to the listeners of KLOS for reaching into your pockets and for caring about other people and for raising over $1.27 million.
Yes,
insane. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and also thank you.